Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Legacy Nursing Home seeks dismissal of wrongful death suit in opioid overdose case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center is asking a judge to dismiss a wrongful death lawsuit filed after an opioid overdose death of 66-year-old Rhonda Parker, who died at the facility in November 2023. According to Cowboy State Daily, Parker's daughter, Christina Jones, is suing Legacy and licensed practical nurse Emily Ware, alleging negligent care led to Parker's death. An autopsy revealed Parker had seven times the typical therapeutic level of the opioid tramadol in her system. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum ruled the cause of death as tramadol toxicity, with the manner of death listed as undetermined. Legacy, which operates under Campbell County Health, denies wrongdoing and cites defenses, including third-party fault, pre-existing conditions, and potential government immunity. Co-defendant Arius Nursing LLC, a staffing agency, also denies liability and is seeking dismissal. The case comes months after a separate fatal incident at Legacy, where a memory care resident died outside in freezing temperatures. That case has led to criminal charges against a staff member and internal policy changes. Legacy maintains it took swift action in both incidents and is cooperating with the authorities. New COVID booster likely to see low uptake in Wyoming this fall. A new COVID-19 booster shot is set to roll out this fall, but it's unlikely to be popular in Wyoming. Health experts predict low vaccination rates across the state, aligning with national survey results showing that nearly 60% of Americans say they'll probably skip the updated shot. Cowboy State Daily reported Teton County Coroner and family physician Dr. Brant Blue attributes this trend to political attitudes and short public memory. People forget quickly, he said. Blue, who receives both the flu and COVID shot annually, doesn't expect a major health impact from low booster rates unless a more dangerous variant appears. State Representative Tom Kelly of Sheridan echoed local skepticism, citing concerns about rushed vaccine development and long-term effects. Kelly said, "I believe in medical autonomy." Meanwhile, the Wyoming Department of Health encourages residents to talk to their doctors. COVID-19 vaccines help reduce severe illness and hospitalizations, according to State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris. Vaccines will widely be available this fall at clinics, pharmacies, and local health departments across the state. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.